Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottering 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory and to bring to the body of Christ the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that I have received. I have a message that I received while praying on the 29th of July, 2023, and I want to share a couple things real quickly before I read it. For those of you who have already signed up for the prayer team or leadership team of the Overcomers Network that I'm starting, and if you haven't heard about that, the links will be down below so you can check that out about starting refuge hubs. So if you signed up for either the prayer team or the leadership team and you have not received the first update that was sent last week, please let me know and I will send it to you. And if you are interested in being either on the prayer team or the leadership team, and the leadership team means that you are going to be a facilitator of starting a small group within your home, then please, there are links down below for you to go ahead and send me an email with a short bio and your testimony, and I'll get the information out to you. Also, for those who have safe havens, or for those of you who are starting safe havens or just at the beginning phases, and the Lord's called you to start a safe haven, please get in touch with me through the contact form down below and let me know your prayer requests, because the prayer team can also be praying for those who have already started the safe havens or are in the process of doing so. So let us be a prayer covering for you during this time. Next thing I want to mention is last night the Lord told me in my spirit to read Revelation 13. I thought that was kind of odd in a way because I know Revelation 13 so well. I've read it so many times through the years, as many of you have as well. And so I almost said, well, Lord, I already know Revelation 13. I don't think I need to know anything else. That was kind of my attitude, but I realized that that was not a good attitude, and maybe the Holy Spirit wanted to show me something more with the chapter of Revelation 13, which talks about the Antichrist and also talks about the mark of the beast. And sure enough, the minute, brothers and sisters, I started reading it, the Lord started downloading some things that I had not seen before. So we have to be really careful when we read the Word, because we can read the Word through our own eyes, or we can read the Word through the eyes of the Holy Spirit, where He's revealing to us the mysteries and the knowledge of God through the Scriptures. And so before you read the Word, I would encourage you to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you His truths and not ones that we think we already know. And that kind of falls into the category of religion. Religion is something that's man-made attempt to God instead of it being Spirit-led. So anyway, that's what kind of happened to me last night. And the Lord did show me some things. And, you know, it's very hard for me to share a whole lot right now on my channel, because I'm being shadow banned big time right now. Many of you are telling me you are not getting the notifications. My numbers are down. I know that a lot of people have been subscribing, and yet they're not showing up at all. And so there's a whole lot going on with my channel that unfortunately is not good. And so I am going to go ahead and start a channel on Rumble, R-U-M-B-L-E. The link will be down below. And I really encourage all of my subscribers that follow me on a regular basis to please sign up, so you can get notifications of my videos through Rumble, because I believe that you'll be able to know when I put something out through them, because it doesn't seem to be happening so much with YouTube anymore. I'm going to go ahead and continue putting things up on YouTube, but I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work out, but I will always be putting things out on Rumble. If you haven't heard anything for a while from YouTube, then go check Rumble, because I'm trying to put things out at least once a week, if not more. So I just wanted to let you know that. Like I said, the link is down below, and I please, please encourage everyone to sign up for Rumble and also sign up for my newsletter, and that link is down below. All right, so what I was saying was about what the Lord showed me last night on Revelation 13. Wow, it was really amazing. The Lord showed me what the dragon, a lot of people say it's China, and it's not, because if you read Revelation 12, it actually says that the dragon is Satan himself. The leopard is, many people say it's Germany, because that's one of the animals. It's not their state animal. However, they even have a tank that's named after the leopard, and it seems to represent Germany. The lion, of course, represents England. The bear, China and or Russia. The false prophet, many people say it's the Pope, and it seems to be lining up. And then the image of the beast, the Lord has been showing me a little bit more about the image of the beast, and all I can say right now is it has something to do with transhumanism, exchanging man's glory for something else. So ask the Holy Spirit to show you further about this. This image of the beast is very important, brothers and sisters, because it says in Revelation 13 that those who do not worship the image of the beast will be killed. That's pretty important. So we better know what that image of the beast is. So I encourage you to ask the Lord, seek the Lord on what that image is. And like I said, go to Romans 1:23, read the end of Romans. It's exchanging man's glory for something else. All right. The other thing I want to bring to you concerning the mark of the beast is I just got such confirmation this morning. There was something that came up on my feed on the internet of a woman who went to Whole Foods, and she paid with the palm of her hand. They have a new kind of equipment in some of the Whole Foods now where you just put your hand, it just wave your hand, and it automatically charges your account. And she already had this technology in her hand, and I don't think she even knew it. So I'm going to have a link for that Twitter video so you can watch it, pray about it, seek the Lord on this. It's very, very important, brothers and sisters. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and get to this message that I received. There will be a transcript of it in my blog, which is down below, along with the corresponding scriptures. It's very short, so hang in there with me. This is what I heard. Soon you will not be able to buy or sell without their mark. For convenience, it is placed on the body, and then it will be connected to their system. This will make people one with the beast. They will have exchanged their very souls for convenience and security. For those who succumb, there will be no way back. For the door of salvation will then be closed and locked for all eternity for them. Warn them of this. Warn them of this. We need to be warning people, brothers and sisters. Do not, and this is the next thing I heard, do not give your body parts to the beast system. The precursor is over and the true mark is now being enforced. For my people who are faithful, I will and continue to be faithful. I say, stand strong. I say, be courageous and depend on me for all your needs, for I will provide a way in the desert where there seems to be no way. I will provide for my own, and they will not be abandoned, for I raise up a standard against the beast. All his plans will not come into fruition, for I hold the keys to life and death, and not him. He is only a pretender. He pretends to be God, but he is not a match for the God of Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. He is only a man behind the curtain who is fallible, and his control will end, and his demise will be swift. He is running like he has gained the victory, but it is just a delusion that will exist for just a little while longer, until my will and purposes have been served. For all things have a purpose, and all will be accomplished that needs to be accomplished. mainly the salvation of souls. All else is just dust in the wind. Come to me now, humble yourselves before me, seek me diligently, for you will need my strength and my mercy for what is coming. The wind blows, the whirlwind comes.